for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Yeah, something happened for my, I got no TV, I got no internet. I don't know what's wrong. They told me it would never go out.
That's never good. Can I get your last name, sir?
My name is William Geisel, G-E-I-S-E-L. My account is 565.
All right, one second. There we are. What's your service address, William?
It's 119 Highland Avenue in Kingston.
Thank you very much. And what is the email address we have on file?
The mailing address?
Email address.
I'm hard of hearing. You want my house address?
What's your email address?
It's Bill Geisel, B-I-L-L-G-E-I-S-E-L. @gmail.com.
Thank you very much for that. All right, let me see what I can find out. Do you prefer William or Bill?
Bill.
Bill. All right, Bill, let me see what I can find for you real quick.
Yeah, I was right on my computer doing something important and bang. And now my TV don't work. Oh, my God.
Let's see what is going on our end. Okay, that is there. There we are. I'm seeing what I can see on our end. So no active alarms going on at your address. So that's a good sign. It means nothing's wrong with the fiber. That's always a good thing. So the fiber is good. It does look like there may have been an interruption with your router. So let me do a quick reboot for you. See if that doesn't help solve the issue real quick. So that'll take about a minute or two to come back up. So give it a few moments and we'll see how that works. So, and I understand having your internet out can be a pain. You're doing stuff online, watching a show, and it's just like, hey, it's not good. Let me look into your account while that is functioning. Yeah, we're all paid up. Everything looks good to go. Your next bill is not due for another 12 days, so that's nothing we need to worry about.
If I didn't pay my bill, they'd shut me off, huh?
Well, luckily, your bill is paid. It looks like you're set up with automatic payments, so that's not something you need to worry about.
That's not the problem we have right now.
No, as I said, I just did push a system reboot to your device, so hopefully that does.
To talk the mountain. To Matt Gillis, I guess.
You're like, Matt, what's going on? My net's down. All right, let me see if
It ain't funny. I'm not laughing at this.
Oh, no. All right. That is still waiting for that to come.
This is going to cost me because I was right in the middle of doing something important on my computer.
Uh-oh.
And now it's all gone. It'll be all gone. I didn't save none of it.
Oh, that's never good.
Yeah, well, until I talk to Matt, see what's going on. Oh, you'll never lose your service.
I do not know who told you you'll never lose your service.
He did.
He did. Oh, Matt did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay. So I don't know why he would put that big of a claim. It's because we've had so many expansions on our network lately. There is a chance that it does go down every once in a while. It's just because of,
because everybody's trying to get on Netflix and watch that fight that I'm missing.
Oh, not good. We don't want to miss the fight.
This is not funny. I'm telling you. Somebody's going to hear about this shit.
Okay, I'm still seeing the network being offline. Let's do a real quick troubleshoot and see if this helps. Can you do me a favor? Can you go to your modem that we have for you, the one that has the cord that goes into the street, that goes out to the line, And can you unplug that for me for about 30 seconds?
And then plug it back in?
And after 30 seconds, plug it back in. I'll give you a I'll let you know when it's good to go.
All right. Are you going to tell me when to plug it back in, or?
I will tell you when to plug it in. Just let me know when it's unplugged.
Hold on. Okay, it's unplugged.
Alrighty, you've got 30 seconds to wait, so let's give it a count. All right, we're coming up on 20 seconds remaining. It's almost time. We got 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go ahead and plug that modem back in and give it a moment to reinitialize.
Somebody's going to hear about this.
Definitely so, because I know I'm the CSR lead, so I know none of me and my team would ever tell someone that. It's like, let them know, saying, hey, your fiber internet's never going to go out. There's chances that it may go out. It's the same as with any other.
No, I understand it would go out if you lose power, but we didn't lose power, did we? Because I'm sitting here looking at a light and the TV that don't work. And my computer, that I lost all my shit that I just put on there.
Yeah.
I'm working on it all afternoon. I'm telling you, somebody's going to hear a mouthful when I get done. And Spectrum just called me, or tried to. They keep calling me and telling me, come back. I'll give you a much better price than Arch Fiber is.
Well, they can offer you they can say that they're going to have a better, offer
I understand. I understand all that stuff. I know.
All right. It looks like your ONT gateway is back online. All right, now that we've done that, are you using our modem router, or are you using your own?
No, everything is yours.
Okay, so now that we've done the ONT, let's go ahead and do the same with our routers, with your router as well, just to make sure that we're giving everything a good power cycle.
All right, it's unplugged.
All righty, I'll let you know when it's good to go. Ten seconds have passed. Five, four, three, two, one. You're good to go ahead and plug that back in now. And just give it a moment or two for it to come back online and see everything, to make sure everything's good to go.
I don't see any lights on the front of this thing either.
You don't see any lights on the front of your router?
Yeah, usually you would have lights come on for when you redo it, right?
Sometimes they'll have lights. Sometimes it doesn't. Hopefully it's not a faulty router, which would not be good, especially since you just paid for something. So
yeah, I haven't had it that long. I only got it in summer, I guess. I got it down here someplace.
Looks like you've had our service since, I can tell you when you've had our since our so you've had our service since July 2nd.
I didn't know, something like that.
Yeah, I'm still getting an error saying that the extender is offline. That is definitely. I think I know what may have happened. Your Wi-Fi modem may have actually kicked the bucket.
That's bad night.
Yeah, that's never fun, especially it's like. I'm so sorry to tell you about that, Bill. It looks like you're. From everything I'm seeing, it looks like your. Yeah, your router kicked the bucket because it's still saying it's offline. It should have been back up by now.
It's not doing anything.
Yep. So I think your router officially kicked the bucket. Luckily for you, one of the things I can do, I know it doesn't help you in the immediate situation, but something I can do for you is I can set you up with a technician to bring you out a new router tomorrow morning as early as possible.
I need it today. I need it tonight.
I sadly don't think we have any technicians that are on at this time.
Number one, I have a hospital stuff calling me tomorrow on my phone, which doesn't work either.
Okay, do you know what the time?
Come out tonight. I don't care who it is.
We don't.
I'm telling you,
we don't have any technicians that are at this point.
My computer. Oh my god.
We don't have any technicians that are up and actually on at this time. Time of night, sir. I'm sorry.
You've got people on call. I know. I used to work for companies.
I can definitely take a look. Give me one moment. Can I put you on a brief hold while I take a look?
Yeah, look. Somebody better come here.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back.
I'm on full spectrum back.
All right. Give me one moment, sir.
This is not called for. I'm telling you.